And yeah, I'll take it here. Thanks. All right. So I just want to warm you up to the Sacrament of Confirmation that's coming up a little bit later on tonight. Bishop Skilba has a wonderful quote. He says, with respect to Sacred Chrism, there is fire in this oil. Our line for today is going to be just a little different. There is church in this oil. Now, for that to make sense, we got to dial it back just a little bit. The study of the church is technically called ecclesiology. You do not need to remember that. And there are basically two kinds of ecclesiology, high ecclesiology and low ecclesiology. And essentially, high ecclesiology states that church is from God and it descends to us from heaven. And low ecclesiology, of course, is the opposite, where it starts with us, with mankind, and it raises us up to heaven. And for most of my life, right up until about 5 years ago, give or take, if you asked me, Justin, do you believe in high ecclesiology or low ecclesiology, I would have said, hands down, no question, no hesitation, well, it's got to be low ecclesiology, right? Like, it's got to be. I mean, I get the spirituality. That's real. That's God's gift to us, that we can sense the divine and appreciate it. We have a sense of all this. But come on, organized religion, that's got to be man-made. We're the ones that lay the bricks. We're the ones that wrote the books and the prayers. We're the ones that do everything in the middle. Makes sense, right? Well, after I actually started getting into this and, heaven forbid, read a book or two, I no longer believe that that's the correct answer. Or at the very least, it's not the complete answer. Because what teenage Justin was talking about is the church as an institution. All right, the church as an institution is the collection of our hymnals, our registered parishioners, the gross worth of the Catholic Church's real estate. Now, that's an institution. A school is also an institution. A bank is an institution. But the church is so much more than that. Because if you take away all of that, heaven forbid, if you take away all of that, the church will carry on. And when you get down to it, in essence, the church is our grand sacrament of salvation. It is redemption made manifest. If you can get that in your head, that high ecclesiology, two things will begin to make sense. One, that the church is a whole lot bigger than we give it credit for. And two, you will realize that the church and the Holy Spirit are invariably linked. If the Holy Spirit is someplace, the church will not be far behind. If church exists somewhere, the Holy Spirit's got to be there somewhere. Maybe not everywhere, maybe not crystal clear and apparent, but it is there. I'll have you present the book as a moment. This is a homily where I need four hands. If you like high ecclesiology, Henry de Lubac, Splendor of the Church, is your best friend. And in that book, I don't need the book right now because I've memorized this one, he states that the Holy Spirit is the enemy of everything that is untrue. Everything that leads us away from salvation, that is the Holy Spirit that is tied to the church. You can stand right there. You're doing great. This is Sacred Chrism. It's basically a bottle of the Holy Spirit. We only use it for sacramental purposes. Whenever we use Sacred Chrism, it is to call the Holy Spirit down upon someone or something. And in a few short minutes, our four most honored guests today are going to be anointed with this. They are going to feel the oil. They are going to smell it. If my aim is a bit off, they're going to taste it. That's not likely to happen, by the way. Not that I've been practicing. We're just going to see how it goes. Anyway, I want you all to understand, obviously the four of you more than anybody else, but everybody, I want you to understand that the second this oil hits their forehead, the Holy Spirit will descend upon them and remain with them forever. And exactly at that moment as well, the church will surround them and will never leave them. We're going to trade for a second. I'm sweating a little bit because I'm so nervous about dropping it, so be careful. Now, with respect to new or rediscovered faith, Henry de Lubac also has something to say. I quote from page 235 of The Splendor of the Church. Men may be lacking in the Holy Spirit, but the Holy Spirit will never be lacking in the church. In virtue of her witness and sovereign powers, she will always be the sacrament of Christ and make him really and truly present to us. She will always reflect his glory through the best of her children, even when she shows signs of weariness. Germination is in progress toward a new spring, and in spite of all the obstacles we heap up, the saints will spring up once more. And at least for tonight, you're those new saints springing up. This is sacred chrism. This is Holy Spirit in a bottle. It is the enemy of everything that is untrue. And there is church in this oil.